This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Discussion on the Union Budget 2024-25 is underway in both Houses of Parliament. Lok Sabha today witnessed two adjournments following heated arguments between Treasury and opposition bench members. When Congress member Charanjit Singh Channi was participating in the budget discussion, he referred to the assassination of former Punjab Chief Minister Beyant Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to the heroes of the Kargil War on the occasion of the 25th anniversary of Kargil Vijay Divas in Dras. Addressing the gathering, Prime Modi said, "Kargil Vijay Divas tells us that the sacrifices made for the nation are immortal." Criticizing Pakistan over the recent terror attacks in Jammu and Kashmir, the Prime Minister said Pakistan had failed in all its nefarious attempts in the past, but was trying to keep itself relevant with the help of terrorism and proxy war. He further said that Indian soldiers will crush terrorism with full force and the enemy will be given a befitting reply. During this visit, the Prime Minister also virtually carried out the first blast of the Shinkunla Tunnel project in Ladakh. The Shinkunla Tunnel project consists of a 4.1-kilometer-long twin-tube tunnel, which will be constructed at an altitude of around 15,800 feet on the Nimu Padam Darcha Road to provide all-weather connectivity to Leh. Both Houses of Parliament resumed discussion on the General Budget 2024-25 today. Participating in the discussion, Rajya Sabha MP S. Niranjan Reddy of YSRCP lauded the budget, saying Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has taken medium and long-term views in the budget instead of short-term populist views. CPI member P. Santosh Kumar alleged that the budget is anti-people and anti-federal. He questioned the budget, saying the states should get their due in it. A.D. Singh of RJD raised the issue of unemployment in the country. The discussion remained inconclusive. During the discussion in Lok Sabha, Jugal Kishore of BJP said this budget is important from the economic and social perspective and this will prove beneficial for the people. Jay Prakash of Congress alleged that the central government is not giving weightage to the pending projects of Haryana. Raising the issue of MSP to farmers, he said the government has constituted a committee to look into this matter, but several farmers' organizations were not taken on board. There are 393 private satellite TV news channels in the country that have been permitted by the INB Ministry under the policy guidelines for uplinking and downlinking of satellite TV channels. In a reply in Rajya Sabha, Minister of Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav said that over 3,700 digital news publishers have furnished information under Rule 18 of the Information Technology Rules 2021. The government today said that there is no proposal under consideration at present to make provision for paid menstrual leave mandatory at all workplaces. Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi stated this in a written reply in Lok Sabha. She said under the scheme for promotion of menstrual hygiene, sanitary napkin packs are provided to adolescent girls by the accredited social health activist Asha at subsidized rates. Ms. Devi said the government also provides budget at the states or union territories for orientation of field-level health workers and information, education and communication activities for menstrual hygiene. The government has received requests for the facilitation of the early discharge of some Indian nationals recruited into the Russian armed forces and all requests have been strongly addressed by the Ministry of External Affairs and the Embassy of India in Moscow with the relevant Russian authorities. During his recent visit to Russia this month, Prime Minister Modi strongly reiterated the urgent need for the early release of all Indian nationals from the Russian armed forces. In the Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, chasing the target of 81 runs set by Bangladesh, India were 45 for 5 overs in the first semi-final at the Rangiri Dambulla International Stadium in Dambulla, Sri Lanka, when reports last came in. And Paris Olympics 2024 will kick off officially with the opening ceremony scheduled to be held along the River Seine this evening. This year marks the centenary celebration of the Olympics. Earlier, India started its Paris Olympics campaign on a bright note yesterday, with the men's team clinching third spot and the women's team securing a fourth place in the ranking round to seal a spot in the quarterfinal stage. And that is the end of this news bulletin.